Okay. Very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is day three, afternoon session. We will continue with our 3 o'clock. Oh, sorry, 4 o'clock program. So we have finished our meditation, 3 to 4. Now we are at 4 to 5:30. So 4 to 5:30 as usual, Q&A followed by review of meditation reporting to develop the proper understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So you can ask me any question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma and real life application of the Dhamma. So today we have been through quite a bit. Okay. Anybody wants to ask question or report meditation? Put up your hand. Nobody? Yes, Brother Wong, yeah.
Hi, Brother Teo. Perhaps I start with my morning sessions. I do the lying down and also a very brief one for this, the sitting sessions. This morning sessions, just like yesterday also, the pulsations and heartbeat vibrations very strong, but it takes a faster time for it to subside. When the pulsation subside, I feel very sensitive to the environment. I'm aware.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you relax into it or not? When you experience the vibration or the pulsation, relax into it. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, relax into it. Yeah. When you say it subside, what do you mean?
It actually getting not so strong and
less
intensity.
Less intensity, and
yes,
also it has become less what they call. But initially that heartbeat is like very loud, pounding. Then when it become more quiet, that is a good sign.
Yeah, it cool down.
Means it has become less intense.
Yeah.
That pounding has become like regulate itself to a normal vibration.
Yeah.
Because last time, before you know how to develop this awareness-based meditation, like you discover, your heartbeat actually pound very loud. And this is equivalent to the maybe some old car. You know what is old car, no? The engine no more smooth. And a lot of very loud. But now it's like tune already, understand? Tune already like more quiet, but still loud, but to you it's more quiet already, which is very good. So what do you do after that when you experience that? Never mind, let it come. Huh? No, what happened to that one?
Okay, it get very close.
No, Chinna, pass me back the other one, on your left hand. You continue.
So the sensation, I feel like the heart is submerged in, and there's a lot of rippling effect from my heart area to the surface. Sort of rippling, you know. But yeah, a very smooth rippling sensation.
Okay, so what you describe is quite good, which means that heartbeat has slowed down. Okay, slow down, less intense. Then when you continue to relax into it, you must remember to relax into it. That one is key. Means already you have develop the ability to maintain the awareness of it. So initially it's like that. For new people who have not developed it, in fact all Kayamita go through the same. Initially the pounding of the heart like very loud one. Pupa, pupa, pupa. Which means you don't know how to regulate your heartbeat. You don't know how to regulate your what they call life force. So most people has BP problem is because they don't know how to develop awareness-based meditation and also continuous mindfulness meditation. So if you know how to develop this, your blood pressure, BP, all will go down. And I remember in the early day, my blood pressure, BP, is very good one. Always within that 80 to 120, you know that. Then later on, even as I age also, it is still there. But more important is when you meditate, you relax, you maintain awareness. Then when the pounding become less intense, you relax into it. Relax into it, then don't try to know what happened. What you describe, go to your heart, is very good. Let it happen. Go to the heart, okay? But your heartbeat, you must know, may not be at your heart there, the center there. Your center is not your heart. Your heart is most of the time towards the left. So don't worry about where it is. But if you go to the center also, you must remember to relax and let the thing detect by itself or move by itself. When it go here, it takes a while to stabilize and stay here. For you to able to stabilize and stay here, you can do it even before this retreat ends, you are already very good. Because when you are able to maintain the awareness, initially the pounding, no problem. That is already a very good sign that you have awareness. Otherwise, you cannot detect the vibration of your neck or those things. Whichever part that is in contact with the mat or the floor, the vibration is there. Even your hand you put there, a lot of vibration. But this vibration will become more and more quiet, more and more refined, if you know how to relax into it and just maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then you realize your whole bodily vibration also will be in tune. It will also slow down. Once your heart rate slows down, your other vibration in your entire body also slow down. Then the first thing you will experience is you become very quiet. Much, much more quiet. What happened? Oh, you off the thing first before, so that there is no distortion. So what happened is, when you are able to do that, it's a good sign. But able to maintain at that place is very important. That's why I say, when you go to the heart, whatever that is prominent, any vibration or your heartbeat, stay there. Understand or not? Stay there. Don't try to do anything, just stay there. If it move, let it move. Okay? And then a lot of things will happen. Then later on, you will continue to describe what happened. Maybe I let you describe, finish first.
Okay, now after it actually slowed down and stable, then I feel that my sensitivity getting very strong to outside, especially noise.
That is a natural occurrence, because when it slows down means you are at your awareness long enough. Understand not? Long enough means your awareness nature starts to build up. Your heedless other sankhara activity is not affecting you that much like before. And because of that, you become sensitive. Understand not? And please don't get this word wrong. The English word is very funny. If I say you are a very sensitive person, what does it mean? Negative meaning. This sensitive is Not that meaning, understand not? You become like that awareness is sharpened, understand not? You are able to be like in that state of awareness. That's why he say it's like enhanced, like sensitivity enhanced. He can hear a lot of nature's vibration chipping. Last time cannot. Why? We got a lot of mental thinking, understand not? Sankara, unfinished habitual movement, all this. That's why what he did is very good. He is new. He has not done this one before until recently when he decided to come for the retreat and he requested, I think, Sui Anna to attend the Thursday class. And he came. Then he has been following, very diligent, like Chan and the wife. But he longer than you. You're very new. Brother Wong, he long time Vipassana one. Very, very long time. If you want to know any Theravada Vipassana, you see him. He will tell you a lot of things. Yeah, he long time. But he realized what they have been doing is mainly thought-based. They cannot progress. Then he listened attentively. When he came to Thursday class, very good. He asked very good question. Then I explained. Then he go and try. Then this retreat is the best. He only lie down yesterday. Then the immediate result is the vibration all he can hear. Means mindfulness already at certain level. Means he must have done his homework before. Then this second session, the things slow down. Understand? Become more refined actually. Not so like the heartbeat pounding, like the engine not tuned, a lot of sound, kuka kuka kuka, pop 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 pop, very loud. This one like more soothing already, but still there. Because just now he described disappear. Disappear means not right already. It won't disappear so fast. Because most people have to stabilize their inner awareness until that more refined vibration become very quiet, very still. Then one day, when you really stabilize it, that whole other heartbeat, you cannot feel. You cannot feel. Yeah. It has become so subtle. Doesn't mean that no more. No more means you are arahant already. But still there. But you cannot feel. You're too fine. The vibration has become very fine. So what you should do is continue to relax and stay there. You know what will happen if you do that? Your mind will enter sati. So that state is just like people who do anapanasati. Even some of you all do rising, falling, but you all don't understand. I remember in the early days, they used to report to me and tell me, Bertio, Bertio, when I cannot feel my rising and falling, the monk asked me to do sitting touching. You heard of that or not?
Posture, different posture. Yeah.
Why you do sitting touching? You want to arouse the thought again, understand? So that you can detect it, understand? That is not the way to do. If you can stay at the rising falling, it doesn't mean the rising falling is not there. Understand or not? Just like anapanasati, the in and out breath has become so subtle, those who do anapanasati, they will know. Until finally, the breath becomes so fine, so still, like you don't breathe. You understand not? But you didn't die, understand not? Means you are still breathing. But that is because your anapanasati mindfulness has developed until so good, it developed internal breathing, understand? Means you need very shallow breath to breathe, like you don't breathe at all. Where initially I did a lot of anapanasati. Then I realized if I continue to stay there, despite the breath become very fine, very subtle, I continue to stay there. I continue to relax. And you know what happened? My mind enters sati. And my mind enters sati at that time, all the minor, fine, very fine movement, like my hand very slight movement, no? It like magnify until very big, no? Like there is a lot of clarity, you know. That early day when I was doing Anapanasati, I was sitting. So normally when you do sitting, after a while you realize your posture has lost a bit. You want to straighten it out, isn't it? When I start to do that, because my mind has entered sati, it like magnify, or like there's a lot of movement there, or no, like everything is magnified. Then only I start to understand that this is sati at the more refined level. That's why after that I can detect my breathing again. No? Then I no need to meditate like normal people really. The moment I sit, pop, I go there really. That's all. Because that very fine vibration also I can detect already. And my mind is there. Then I come out, I realize my kaya, all my movement, the mindfulness is with it. Then especially when you are at a retreat, you do walking. The thing is very natural on the body and mind move at once. Like Xu Yin Lao He Sang explained, you feel very light, like floating on, no resistance. Your mind quiet and still, like no thought on. 1989, when I have a retreat here, 5 days, by a Thai monk too. I was doing the walking meditation, only 5 days. On the second day, my mind settled down. I just go for a walk along the corridor there, until my mind also enters sati. Because I know how to develop the mindfulness in anapanasati. So after that, I went and walked. Then my daily mindfulness picked up. Then I came back and sit. I think on the third day, my mind went into cessation. Just a glimpse. Then it arise. Then I realize my mind has merged with the nature and it has the ability to be one with the whole oneness. No? Like my mind is, you call spacious awareness without a center. It doesn't even stay at the heart of it. It is one with that pure awareness. Like the whole universe, that nature is with it. The oneness nature. Then you know what happened or not? When I was in that state, I was amazed. How come such clarity, so distant, sometimes is out of the planet or not? Whatever vibration, if I want to know, I can know. If I want to detect, I can detect. No? Far and near got no measurement. No? Pure is the oneness nature. That's why after that I realized within nature, the whole of the oneness, there are so much nature's phenomena. Then I continue to relax. Then after that experience, I came out. All my past cultivation, Dhamma understanding come back. Then that time very strange. I realized I read the Dhamma book, I understand. I read the Dhamma book, I understand. Even Mahayana Sutra, the moment it comes, if it's the truth, I understand. That is how it can happen. That's why I allow it to continue. Because whatever you do is the same. The skillful means, like the Buddha advised, Anapanasati, is to stabilize your sati. Then let the mind enter sati. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot. So what the Buddha taught them is that time, but most of them not taking the Bodhisattva way yet, he teach them the four foundations of mindfulness to stabilize the daily mindfulness. If you don't know how to do that, you have to do the four foundations of mindfulness to stabilize your mindfulness, the daily mindfulness. Not until the daily mindfulness stabilize, your mind cannot enter sati. Because the moment your mind enters sati, your mind is aware, understand not? Seeing, aware. Hearing, aware. Smell, taste, tactile, and the thought movement, all aware. That's why at that time I remember my daily mindfulness was so stable, I can be at the moment of consciousness. Like the Buddha say, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. Then the direct see, I realize, hey, how come no movement not from the brain, all those things? Don't have one. Just sitting as they are. Then I want to know, I can know, I can perceive. Then I can realize, hey, like that I can live life. Understand? But I can see things as they are, without knowing. Then I realize my awareness is so stable. It's like specific phenomena awareness. Everything I see is a phenomena flowing. Specific phenomena awareness means my awareness and the phenomena move as one. Whatever I perceive, I am not focusing, I am not creating the thinking. It's just like that. Then I saw the moving car. All of that. Then while I drive, because I developed the inquiry that I heard from one of my teachers. Truth is everywhere, why can't you see? So I attentively, with the stability of awareness, I try to see. Then you know what happened. No? As my car moved, because of my spacious awareness, that you have a lot of, on the road, dry leaves and paper and all those things. Then, to my amazing experience, for the first time in my life, I was using the mindfulness and the stability of awareness to observe. Then I can see the moment of the leaf is arising, sustaining, and passing away. You know. Then I suddenly realized truth is everywhere, you know, in the midst of life and existence. No. Why can't you see? For one who see, they always see. That's why this spacious awareness can see all your activity and movement, whether it's impermanent or dependent orientation or conditioned by your mundane mind, I can see. Well, I don't purposely see, but within my awareness, that thing move, and that's all. Sometimes even it don't move the vibration, it can pick up. That is the power of mindfulness. So when you have that ability, you become completely different. So when mind enters sati, you are mindful throughout the day, which means I technically after that, I don't have to learn my daily mindfulness anymore. No? And I remember Yun Chan there, 2004, he discovered me and asked me to come out and share. After I come out and share, then he talked to me very sincerely. He said, Brother, you're so good, it's a waste. You should come for retreat, he said. You should go for retreat. Then I tell her, never mind, let things be. How can you ask me to go for retreat when my daily mindfulness already stable and later on my mundane mind also collapsed already? By then, she met me, my mundane mind collapsed long ago, 1989. It was 16 years later, or 15 years later. So that time, I also don't know how to answer her. I said, never mind, let things be. Because when you have that understanding already, there is no way you can go and do all those funny things. So what happened is, Brother Wong, the experience is very good. It gives me the condition to explain to those who are still not able to do it, to have the faith and the condition so that you dare to do. And when you do, you will progress. And I can tell you, he will progress very fast. So you continue to relax. Don't try to know. Stay there until mind enters sati. Then when mind enters sati, you will know everything that move within your vibration of Gaia, magnifier. Then there is clarity. I remember last time Anapanasati also said, like one breath is full of clarity. A lot of things inside there, you cannot describe. It's not like what you heard the Buddha say, breathing in aware, breathing out aware. One breath, the draw in breath. Full of clarity on. We have the mindfulness is there, mind already enters sati. Then I realized, wow, everything like magnified in a microscope for you to see, And that observation is with awareness, mindfulness, so different. Then I became so calm, so tranquil, so still. Then most of the time, my mind without thought. Completely without thought. I can lie down, meditate, whole session, 1-2 hours. You can say the mind is in the state of tranquility, stillness. Of course, off and on, sense data, or what we call external sense data, will imprint upon your whatever. But because of that stability, the samadhi developed through a free mind that is collected and unwavering, you want to know, you can know, you don't want to know, it does not affect you. Understand? That's why because I went through all that, and I cannot explain all that, because nobody can do until what he described just now. And now, a lot of Kayamita earlier on, they already passed through all these phases and stages. That's why I can share this. But at that time, I already shared some, but enough for them to move very fast. So they have passed that phase long ago. Otherwise, they cannot detect the gateway to the nature. So what happened to you is very good, eh, Brahma? You continue to relax, don't try to know, until the mind enters sati. Relaxation is very important. The more you relax, the more quiet your mundane mind becomes. And the more quiet your heartbeat becomes. Then after that, not only heartbeat, anywhere you locate your mind, that sensitivity is so clear. You can go to your brain when you eat something. You know which part of the brain activated or not. Especially if you like curry mee or the curry laksa or those pedas pedas one. You know what is pedas pedas? Hot one.
Spicy.
No need to eat spicy thing. As long as got curry or what. And sui they all will know. My brain here, I sweat a lot on after that. A lot of sweat on. You know why? You need to take away latent heat, understand? When there is sweat, a lot of latent heat, you know why? You need to dry that sweat, you need a lot of heat. That's why my brain, the temperature cannot run. Always that temperature. Unless I have fever, understand? Our body is still a body. Otherwise, most of the time, throughout the year, I seldom have problem. And to me, fever is very, very seldom, hardly any time. But I used to have sinus. I used to have flu. Then after I detect my gateway and go in, I know how to recuperate. You give me last time 5-10 minutes, I recover already. Now, even you see me sneeze until how, but recently didn't happen already. Last time on retreat, they know. Well, I don't have physical energy. I got enough physical energy to do my daily thing. Then when I travel with them, you know, spiritual trip, a lot of walking. So it drained my energy. Once it drained my energy, my body shows sign. See, see, sing, sing, all those things. Then you know what happened. I tell them, okay, tonight I sleep early. The moment I sleep, I rest. The next morning, I recover. Then I become normal again. Last time, 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, then half an hour, then 1 hour, 2 hours, as I age. Yeah? Since 1989 until now, how many years are you?
36 years.
36. 36 years, our body is still a body, you know. When I was in 89, I was only 35 years old, you know. Like Sakyamuni Buddha, age 29, he came out for 6 years, then he realized the enlightenment underneath the Bodhi tree. You know. He was 35 years old. And he taught for 45 years, age 80. So for me, whatever will be, will be. Condition like that, things will like that. So what happened is very beautiful, because all this is meant to be. Well, in the year 1986, Guan Yin's nature came to me and passed me the message. He said, with the triple gem on my hand. He said, he held my hand. He poured out from his vase. The moment I saw the vase, I know it's Kuan Yin already. We are in white, but it's an old lady. He poured the triple gem. One by one, the gem, three in a straight line on my left hand, I remember. Then he held my left hand. You have to move fast. Not much time left. Then immediately after that, I wake up. I was full of gratitude. Then I pay my rent. Then I knew already. I cannot wait already. That's why I cultivate full time, 1986, 88, 89. In fact, end of 87, beginning of 89, the thing came. Then I connect. Then all these things happen. That's why when this thing unfolds, because of causes and conditions, then whatever my nature come, the whatever vow or aspiration all is meant to be. Then after that, because of that condition, I think up there they know. Maitreya in the year 208 came again, the nature. Then in a very beautiful manner, you want to know, you read the blue book. It's inside the blue book, I describe it. He came and he requested, very courteously, please transmit the true Dhamma. Yeah. He repeated five times with the laughter behind. The Maitreya laughter. That's why you call him the Laughing Buddha. And all in golden letter, hue. The Mandarin word, luckily I can read. Qing ni ba zhen fa zai. Then the vibration from the back. As the word come out, the vibration come out. As the word come out, repeated five times. That's why after that, deep inside my heart, full of gratitude and joy, then say, you are the Buddha, you no need to be so courteous. Just instruct, I will do already. But he used the courteous statement, qing ni, please, qing ni ba zhen fa. And repeat over five times. That's why after that I woke up, I understood the message because I knew I have this ability to transmit the true Dhamma. Then after that everything just happened. Then the website, everything. Then the book, the whatever. So what happened is the two types of zhenfa that I supposed to transmit is, well, I English educated this life. I meant to actually allow the Theravada tradition, English speaking especially, to understand the Mahayana teaching. Understand? That's why I explain the true, authentic teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. Then link it to the Mahayana to explain to you there is no difference. That's why sometimes you may not have the understanding. Why Brother Teo sometimes chant Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, all the same, then followed by Arahang Samasam, because the two are connected, understand? We are in a Mahayana temple. So when I was in Wu Ping Jing Se also, I did it. So that you know these two, no different. When you understand, there is no different. So what happened is, after that, Maitreya came, the message came, then I did that one. That's why the Hatha Sutta book came out. Then after that, I told the Kayamita, I said, and now, whatever you want to cultivate, already all inside there. Yeah. And later on, a very funny, end of 2016, a lot of Kayamita start to write to me and ask for the Bodhisattva way. Hey, I say, how come like that one? Then one of them, I say, but I don't know what happened inside, moving. Then he wants to request for the understanding of the Bodhisattva way and cultivation. He said last night he did not even dream. Understand? You have to hear sainthood way already very, very contented, very happy. But he said somehow don't know what happened. That one also the Kuan Yin nature came to her. It's described in the blue book. You want to know, you read it. the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way. So all these are like meant to be. That's why it manifests and unfolds. So for your case, very good, sadhu, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You just relax into it, continue. And if you stay at the heart, better still. Until the mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, you will know. Okay. Then everything back to normal again. All the subtle heartbeat, all you can start to pick it up again. Because your mind has developed that sati until a more refined level that is sensitive enough to detect the very subtle breathing. Heartbeat. The subtle breathing, if you do anapanasati. Then that time, when you have mind enter sati, you can go anywhere. You go to the nostril, the anapanasati will come. Understand? Where you are sensitive. Then wherever you locate your maya, the vibration there, no need to touch anything. Like your heartbeat, no need stethoscope. You stay there, whatever happened there, you will know. Then you relax, even after a tired day, like hectic day, you have to handle a lot of things. Your mind takes time to settle down. I realized after 1989, I went out to the private sector to test myself. That's how I know. When I work in the private sector, I had to read a lot of what they call project file, where I'm an engineer. Then I had to actually plan my meeting and do a lot of homework. So that one involved reading, no? But I reached a point after 1989, my Monday mind collapsed. You know what happened? At one time, my whole brain like jammed. No? I cannot read. No? The moment I read, the fine suffering come out. No? Even at the moment of perception, the moment I do that, that fine suffering, I can be so sensitive. Then every moment of cognition, like you want to perceive something, the suffering, the very fine one you see, you know, that's why you cannot. That insight tell you, you want to suffer, you go and read. You want to suffer, you go and do all this mundane thing. But don't panic. Don't think that, if I develop this, I become like that, zombie. I cannot work, cannot. No, I still work. Then when I read the file, I have to devise my skillful means. I'm very familiar with the experience and I know the important one. So I look out for the project commencement date, project completion date, when beyond that only LAD and how much LAD. Then all the important one I write down. Then I don't have to remember. Then I only try to read one letter, understand? Not because I have it in my hand. And that one very far. The moment I go through, I go for meeting, I no need to remember. That thing will come out. I have already have the understanding. I only write short notes to remind myself. Then from there, I start to realize that despite what I do, when I come back from my work, I want to meditate like before. Then the moment I sat down, I saw the sankhara, move like anything. No? That time my mundane mind has collapsed. So I tell myself, then what I did was, the third way and fourth way I already familiar. The wisdom already, I just relax, maintain awareness. And to my amazement, you know what happened? All this sankhara, like slow down, like a dance, slow motion, until it become very quiet. Then, of course, no sound, the whole thing stop. Then my mind come back, the true mind, the ever shining bright, pure awareness nature. Then I realize, no wonder people cannot meditate. Where you want to create the thought to meditate, understand? You want to know, you want to follow method, technique. Your heedless thinking in your daily life, which is not in order, already creates so much problem with the mental hindrance. And yet you use your thought and do thought-based meditation. That's why I realize they cannot do. Then when I have the understanding, everything just fall into place within minutes, no? 2 or 3 minutes. And then I have the understanding, no more problem. Then not long after that, the mundane mind collapse. After my mundane mind collapse, I got no more mind to do meditation. So what happened? That supramundane maya is even more difficult, understand not? But actually no need to do already, because that thing shine for already. What is there to do? So you go through that phase, you don't panic, you know. How come now I cannot do it? Last time I can do. Without the mundane mind, you still want to do. The nature shine for already, understand? There is clarity, and you have developed the wisdom and the understanding until that extent already. To do for what? That's why you continue to allow this movement to trust to develop the what they call progress of that understanding of what the nature is and capable of. That's why you develop the stability of the third phase of Bohemian development until the awareness nature and the internal transformation to trust develop until so clear that it illuminates that nature, and your whole nature like illuminated, brightened up. And that clarity, that intensity, so different. Then after that, the wisdom, the understanding keep on coming. Then the extensive, what they call, training and experience of what the Mahayana Sutta, especially the Lotus Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, or the other one, Sanpu Jing, what is it? Fa Hua Sanpu Jing. That's why after that, I understand the three book in the Fa Hua Sanpu Jing. First one is the Sutra of Innumerable Meaning, Wu Liang, Wu Liang Yi Jing. The Amitabha one is Wu Liang Shou Jing, different. Then after that, I finish, then now Lotus Sutta. Lotus Sutta is going to take very long. We have all the commentary by Master Xuan Hua, so many volume of books. But never mind. Then after that is Pu Xian Jing, understand not? The last one. Samantrabhadra's meditation. So Pu Xian Jing also very unique. So that's why all this naturally you understand. No? That's why when this one transforms, the spiritual, my spiritual nature, that understanding from the past come back to me. Then I continue to develop it from this segmented life, because by now, I already have people who has affinity with my nature before. And when my nature arrives, they will be born together, understand not? That's why my wife younger than me. My daughter, my son are younger than me. And those who are supposed to meet me, some of you may be older than me, because you had to wait. But a lot of you are much younger than me. So because of this vow, causes and conditions, affinity, this nature has to do something. That's why Maitreya came. Then all this manifested. So when the request for the Bodhisattva will come out, I remember Padmasuri was the first to come and talk to me. Brother, can we organize a session? That's how it started. Then I said, okay. 2017, I remember, beginning of, I forgot, 2016 beginning or 2017 beginning, I forgot. I started to share. I remember over 4 sessions. And the sharing of the Bodhisattva way over 4 sessions, also meant to be. Before that, we went to Taiwan, a spiritual trip. I think Yun Chan went with us. Sui An and the wife and the mother also went. And a lot of Kayamita went with us. So when I was there, we went to the 4 great Buddhist traditions. One is Zhong Tai Chan Si, where they also teach the Bodhisattva way. But that one, we have affinity to visit only. I don't know the teacher. But the other one, Fa Gu San, I have encountered. So what happened was, when I went there at Fagusan, they got this temple way place, very nice, very beautiful, even Zhong Tai Chan Si also. So we were there. Then, for no reason, I normally don't go and pick up the booklet or no. But there, very strange, you know, because that meditation area and the way place, the energy is very good one. That's why I went in there, then I saw the booklet, then I looked. You know. Normally, I'm not interested in all those booklets. Then I found this book, you know, very small booklet, you know, I think 3 inches by 5 inches, I think, at the most. Yeah. I pick it up. Bodhisattva Way, Bodhisattva Cultivation. Yeah. Then I flick through, you know. Nothing much described inside there. But when I saw the 5 Bodhi Mind development, my nature shined forth, you know. And I said, hey, this is good, this is beautiful. How come God people know this? That's why I took it back. And then after that, when they asked me to share, I just read that one, I know what the thing is. Then, of course, I also pick up a few more other booklets of this Fagusan's Shen Yan Fa Shi is the Chi Chi. This one is Shen Yan Fa Shi. Very good. Then Yun Chan brought back another book, The Method of No Method. Offer it to me. That's why all this meant to be come. Then I read, I understand, then I develop the sharing. Then these 4 sessions end up can be compiled into a book now. That is where the blue book is. Yeah. And a lot of Kalyanmita volunteer to transcript that book now. The 4 sections. I remember Quan Chi did the most. I think he did 2 sessions of it or what. Yeah. Then many people participate and take part. So all this is like meant to be. Then from then onward, the website also came out. Then all these things arise. That's why when the causes and conditions manifest, things arise. So you all should rejoice and make full use of this condition and opportunity, this window, golden window of opportunity. You are still in the sasana. You are not only born as a human being. 人生难得今已得. To be born as a living being is very rare. But now, you already born a human being. But to be born a human being, and yet you can become a Buddhist in the sense that you can encounter the real teaching. That's why the second stanza is, 佛法难闻今已闻. So, don't let this opportunity slip by anymore. Make full use of it to develop the understanding. Rejoice. You are all very quiet. So, aditana, develop the affirmation, the determination to go all out, to understand this. What is more important than understanding this? Do you know what will happen or not? After you develop the understanding, you make the vow, then it prepares you for all your future coming. You want or not? All your future coming, no more avijja, no more suffering, no. You somewhat don't want. You like to chase after the worldly one. Emily also, no. So all this, hopefully, with today's condition and sharing, you all can make your affirmation or determination. Okay, I have to stop already because...
Thank you, almost. Brother Teo, for your guidance. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sadhu, let us rejoin. Very good reporting and question. That's why you all must ask questions.
So, you know, I was so disappointed when you are temple people, go to temple, you do chanting so much, and you don't, you know, have that compassion for, you know, people who are suffering, you see.
Okay. So, you want me to help you to understand better or not?
Yeah, I. So
very
after
good.
That, I, you know.
Don't worry.
She never comes.
Don't worry.
She never turned up to the temple.
Don't worry.
Because she has a court case. So she is in jail now.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
I know. So I.
No. Yes. You listen. You listen, huh? Because you say you affected by her condition. Yeah. Your Fokong San friend tell you, hey, he killed her husband. No. Are you only one? What? Angulimana 999, no. Also Arahan, no. Why you all discriminate and you dare to talk to him? As if he cannot cultivate anymore. As if he is already black mark, written off.
She dares to come to the temple also.
Don't
she
worry.
She's affinity to come to the temple.
Don't worry. Because when people have problem, they will seek religion. Understand? Or? And they are what they are. Condition like that, things will be that. Past karma, born of their karma, heir to their karma, condition. Then they are the way they are because of the karma. So when they come, understand that this is the reality. And maybe that lady has affinity you, need you to help. But if you don't know how to help because you don't have the stability or understanding in Dhamma, that's why end up, maybe he doesn't receive much. But if you have the ability, if this type of lady or guy come to me, no problem. If they willing to come, means got affinity. And then I can explain to them. Then they will recover, turn around. In fact, a lot of depressed people having separation, divorce, of course they haven't killed their spouse. That's all.
But
already miserable. Already miserable, understand? No. They really suffer. Then I tell them, why do you have to suffer? Is it? Do you know by your reaction to what happened, you create so much fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, not only to yourself, no. Your children also affected. Your in-law also affected. Those who have relationship with you also affected. And then only they start to like listen properly. You know. Is that life? Is that what you want? Your life, there are so much more things that can give you understanding, joy and happiness. Why must you cling on to all those and hold on to all this suffering and misery? This is using your thought wrongly, understand or not? To harm yourself, to hurt yourself, and to cause suffering to all those who are close to you. That is not the way. Then she starts to listen. Then listen. Then I say, what must I do, brother Teo? Then I say, ask for forgiveness. The next word come out, you know. How can you ask me to ask for forgiveness from that BAS? Last time, honey, darling, now become a BAS something. So I say, please, ask for forgiveness means for all beings throughout the distant past until now. Not necessarily him. If you cannot do it to him, you go and put in a clause. Then I pass him the chanting book, page 16 or 17. I say, you follow this, you modify for your own need. And I told her, if you do it, it will help you break the karma of life. Then I explained to her, it's very likely to do your past karma. In the past, you are like your husband, with all the authority, the money, the wealth maybe. Then because of lust, you take advantage of the situation and you did that to another lady. Understand not? So now, there is karmic condition for you to become the victim. And now you experience what your victim went through. Understand not? Your karma is what? You reap what you sow. Whatever suffering you cause to others, now you become the victim, you experience it. And when you experience it without the Dhamma, you become like very badly afflicted and you become very angry, the evil root become worse, then this one will continue. Then the karmic death, they will continue to manifest. And you cannot end it. The only way to end it is ask for forgiveness. forgive and forget. Understand? When you forgive and forget, you free yourself. Then follow the advice of the Buddha. Yeah? Not to commit all this again by avoiding all evil, do good, purify your mind, develop the wisdom, then move on with a new life. Then invoke power of merit for turnaround. Then resolve it amicably. And I have helped many lady who have this problem to resolve it amicably. And it turned out so beautiful. Maybe we don't have much time to share that part. If you got condition, I will share with you. Okay. That's all. Thanks. Read on. Tell me.
Page 90. Part 2. Heart Sutra Lesson 16. 2.1. Silence your mind and be aware from within or inside to realize the true mind. Then you will understand why only wisdom frees and liberates the mind and nothing else. Then you can understand Master Xuan Hua's commentary that states, with wisdom you can very naturally reach the other shore of Nirvana. Very easily, very naturally. You get to the other shore without any need, expend any effort at all. 2.2. Is the divine innocence of a newborn baby the same as the enlightened state? Brother Chia replied, no, the newborn baby condition is different. Only the mind state of pure perception is quite similar. The reason being, in the case of the baby, the so-called pure perception comes about via a brain that is still quite innocent and pure, in the sense that it is not conditioned by any memories, views, opinion, conditioning or concepts and words as yet. So the main difference is that mind state is not born of wisdom, whereas for those of the enlightened ones, their perceptions are still pure perceptions despite their memories, conditioning, etc. Due to their wisdom and there is clarity within their pure perceptions, that is, they are like a lotus flower. They are within their pure perception. They are still pure.
And above and the lotus spawn, even though they originate from the filthy lotus spawn. That's why the analogy of the lotus for enlightenment, you look at all the Mahayana great beings, there's a lotus down there. Means they also like any one of us, understand not? From the lotus spawn, means within samsara, within life, existence, they came out. Then when they came out, they are not affected by what happened within the filthy lake, understand not? The world is the world, understand not? That is a dependent originating world, conditioned arising world. That's why that is their reality. They got karma, they got old age sickness and death, they got all the teaching for noble truth. Whereas in true emptiness, under the Heart Sutta, he said, there is no for noble truth. There is no noble truth or dukkha. The cause of arising of dukkha, the cessation of dukkha and the path that leads to it. Why? The unconditioned need Dhamma or not? No need, isn't it? Because it's the unconditioned. You have realized that after you become enlightened. That's why inside there, how can you have all this that the conditioned world has? That's why you have to read that sansa before it. In true emptiness, all this not exists. Does not exist. Okay? Continue.
Part 3. Meditation 3.1. Five ways to overcome unwholesome thoughts. When one encounters adversities without wisdom, the mind will stir to condition one's unwholesome thoughts and unwholesome emotions. The Buddha teaches five ways to overcome all these unwholesome thoughts and emotions that have arisen. 1. First way. Think of the direct opposite wholesome state. For example, if there is anger, then develop metta, and if there is cruelty, then develop compassion, and if there is fear, develop faith. 2. Second way. Think of the consequence of holding on to the unwholesome thought or evil root. If you do not abandon it, then the evil root, which is the root of all evil, will condition you into becoming an evil person. For example, anger can condition one into hatred and violence. An angry person can kill, harm and abuse others. 3. Third way. Just relax and let things be. This is the meditative way developed via understanding that the natural state of mind before its stirring is already the meditative state of peace, calmness and silent inner awareness, and that the very following of the unwholesome thought is the very ending of that thought if we don't give it any more fuel to proliferate.
Fuel.
4. Fourth way. Trace the origination factor and then retrospectively reverse them via the cultivation of mindfulness of Dhamma, Dhammanupassana, i.e. via cultivation of the mindfulness of the 6 internal and 6 external sense bases. This is to develop the wisdom to free. 5. Fifth way. If all the above 4 ways above also cannot help you, then you must use your
cannot
own
help you. Cannot help you. You must use your own self-determination as recommended by the Buddha. I.e. what? With clenched teeth
and your
tongue towards the palate. Ngao chi ngà kan, understand? Yan or determine. You should determine strongly to abandon the negative unwholesome. Because all the 4 ways, especially the 3rd and 4th way, so wonderful, so beautiful, also taught to you, right? You also cannot do it. Then, 自己執生, you do it your own. Means you have to teeth against, clenching your teeth and tongue against the palate, which we all Chinese call a proverb. Then determine. So do it yourself. Okay, continue.
3.2. Question. Is it alright to indulge in positive thought during formal sitting meditation? For example, like recalling thoughts of doing good deeds, etc. Brother Chia replied, not advisable, because it is like trying to create good memories for a good state of happy mind moments, which is a form of thinking and sensual indulgence or craving for these happy mind states, whereas radiating loving kindness or metta is different because it is not thinking. It is from the heart with the pure feeling of true metta. You are silent and you radiate that peaceful metta sincerely from your heart. When you are in the sitting posture during formal meditation training, try not to do that because it will not bring about the bhavana maya panya, the meditative wisdom born of the 3rd turning of the 4 noble truths. During the formal sitting meditation, your main focus is to initially train and tame the heedless thinking mind into a relaxed state of silent inner awareness. Then, after it has stabilized, keep it silent and just be aware within to understand what is going on within our own form and mind, so as to develop the 3rd turning direct seeing wisdom as taught by the Buddha. Understand that the 1st and 2nd turning wisdom are less penetrative than the 3rd turning wisdom, which is born of the direct seeing. Hence, the 2nd turning wisdom via reflection, contemplation and inquiry into the truth as proclaimed by the Buddha should only be done during normal daily mindfulness training and silent, relaxed contemplative session and moments. Okay. 17 Heart Sutra Class 1.1 Direct Seeing. Direct seeing refers to the silent mind in pure awareness to see things as they are without any thoughts to arise the 3rd turning wisdom, Bhavana Maya Panya. If you have wisdom, The five aggregates of form and mind will not be a problem because they will be non-grasping aggregates. Reversing the light of awareness to shine within, to cultivate the daily mindfulness with clear comprehension of Sati Sampajana is very important. Part 2.1. The three types of wisdom lights. Whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion are there. Whereas wisdom leads to peace, harmony, love, happiness and joy. This is the Dharma to contemplate constantly, and it is a very good check for all cultivators. Buddha reprimanded Ananda on the saying, "See no evil and hear no evil, then you are peaceful." Because according to the Buddha, evil or not evil is all in the mind. The world is the world, and it is not a problem if you have wisdom to confront its realities, for nobody can make you unhappy or miserable unless you allow yourself to be so via your own delusion. There are three types of wisdom lights. 1. First wisdom light. The light of prajna of language is equivalent to the first turning wisdom called Suttamaya Panya. 2. Second wisdom light. The light of prajna of contemplation illumination is equivalent to the second turning wisdom called Chintamaya Panya. 3. Third wisdom light. The light of the prajna of the characteristics of actuality is equivalent to the direct seeing wisdom of the third turning called Bhavanamaya Panya. Return all external forms or manifestation created by the mind to mental consciousness, then mental consciousness to the pure awareness or true mind to realize the Buddha nature or oneness nature, which is also the source of all things. Then, part 3, meditation 3.1.
Wait. There is the four circle thing there. Yeah? So this one is more or less same as the one I put on the whiteboard. Yeah? So the first one here, the oneness nature, or sometimes they call it the Buddha nature. Then your pure awareness nature. This is your true mind. This is the first to come out. Understand not? Then from there, that stirring of the mind that created the mundane mind is a dependent, originating, condition arising phenomena. Understand not? It's not intrinsic within the true mind. Understand not? Because when you come, this one is inside every living being. But because you are so conditioned, you can never understand that you have this. Understand? But you're only familiar with the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the thought process. Well, you do it so rampantly until as if the only instrument in life for you is thought. Without thought, you don't know how to live life. Understand? So actually, this one, without meditation, you will have that wrong view, delusion. You will cling onto the thought. You believe it's you. Understand? There is a thinker behind the thought. And because of that thought, you can do a lot of things. You can cheat, deceive, and also commit all the nonsense. Where you don't know there is a nature's law that governs life and existence, law of karma. That's why the Buddha's teaching is to let you understand that this mundane mind that come out from there is the mano. Mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When this arise, all things arise. So all the creation come from mundane mind. But this is the first to come out. Then from the mundane mind, because of our sense basis, upon contact, the respective consciousness arise. That's why it trigger off the phenomenal world of consciousness, which is our external form. So the phenomenal world of consciousness is the external manifestation of mind, created via mental consciousness. Like the Buddha say, consciousness is a magician. So he created this magician. Then the mundane mind deludedly believe the knower is the living being, which is the five aggregate of form and mind. Then you cling onto this traveler in space and time via karma, the karmic process. So now you understand. So cultivation is to reverse all this. Whatever that mundane mind project into the phenomenal world of consciousness, which is over here, where the chaotic world is, where it can lure, entice and deceive you. You have to, with the mindfulness awareness, see this creation. It's like the projection on the cinema screen, you remember? After all the activity, it's a blank screen, with the light and sound, like real movie here. Sometimes it can make you cry, also emotional. So this one, you have to reverse all this. So from the external phenomenal world, you silence your mind and return to mundane consciousness. Then you know, everything you come to know, you actually arise it through your mental consciousness. You perceive it. So it's just an image, not so real. Externally, already condition arising. So internally, it's just a mental image, even more unreal. That's why you return all this to this. Then you see, it's this flaw that is creating the chaotic movement through wrong view, wrong understanding without the Dhamma. That's why you have to continue to observe this one, but you have to realize the pure awareness. So you have to return this thinking by silencing the mundane mind until it does not move, the silent mind, your meditative mind. And then you come back to here. When you come back to here, from this, the ever-shining, you are the host, you observe. Then you start to develop the wisdom. How from the mundane mind without wisdom is stir, react, and create all the emotion and all the suffering in you. And when you have enough wisdom developed, this mundane mind realizes itself and sees. Why? Because the mundane mind also smart now. If I listen to the host, which has the Dhamma understanding, I get good life now, understand? I don't have to follow Dhammapada verse 1, go through suffering. So, just like the mind, I always say, you take care of mind take care of you. How do you take care of mind? You have to train that mind, understand? Until that mind become like, understand. So after you train your mind, what happened? You can tell the mind. Okay, like play badminton, you train. Baseline, you go baseline. Return to net, you go. Then you want to smash, you want to do whatever, that mind train really skillful already, listen to you. Then the mind realize, if I listen to this guy who has the Dhamma, I got good life, peaceful. You understand? Then, naturally, this guy is not stupid, isn't it? Then he will know how to follow, isn't it? But before you have this, to observe the direct seeing, before you develop the wisdom, you're totally heedless, understand? Wrong thought, wrong view. Everything is wrong. Yeah, you don't understand. So, the cultivation is to return the phenomenal world back to mundane consciousness. Then you know, you only got one thing to look at, understand? All these problems are created from here. So you come back to here, understand? The main entity that you have to look after. So when you look after this one, you connect the wisdom and the Dhamma through your direct seeing, then this fellow with the wisdom connected is no longer deluded. So this wisdom comes from this one. Direct seeing. So when you have the wisdom developed through the direct seeing, then this form am I, no longer deluded, doesn't suffer anymore. Then this form am I, even though not you, but you can say it's enlightened. Understand? That's why the Buddha say the disciple, he's a sotapan, he's a sakadagami, he's an anagami, he's an arahan, he's a bodhisattva. And he himself is the Buddha. That one, conventional truth, understand not? Within the existential world. Because the conditioned world has its own reality. And you can call that, this is the enlightenment. But that guy who has that wisdom, he know that one is not him, understand? If you have read the Diamond Sutta, it's written there. Even the Sotapan will know that this one is not him. Understand? That's why the teaching is very profound and very beautiful. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu. Louder lah, got people lead you. You must learn how to rejoin. You know. Get free merit also to know how to rejoin. Then when you rejoin, you determine. You know, because you find it so beautiful, so meaningful. That's why you will go all out to cultivate, to develop this understanding. Okay? Continue. Sahadu. That means mother very good. Karen, more start first. Okay.
Part 3, meditation. 3.1, question 1. In meditation, usually how long will it take for the mind to settle down?
Listen to this, very interesting.
Okay. Brother Chia replied, it depends on the individual. If you have cultivated correctly and consistently, and your wisdom and daily mindfulness are already very established, then the stillness of the mind can be realized relatively fast. It can happen within minutes. But if you have not done the training and the wisdom is not established as yet, then it may not happen. And to settle down into stillness may be quite a difficult and arduous task.
You know why I say arduous task? But you don't understand. You develop the thought-based method, technique, and all this style of meditation, which can never give you the understanding. Because that itself, that instrument is thought. How can you use that instrument which is thought to develop the meditation and hope to realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought, which is akaliko? Impossible. Understand? That's why I say it's an arduous task. But if you understand, within minutes, you go into stillness. Even I come out to work, I explained to you just now in the private sector. I came back, I tried to sit. Then I realized the sankhara all move. We are unfinished business where I have to involve, I have to read and all those things. So once I saw that, I know what to do. I relax into it, maintain awareness using the first two support. Straight away, the thing slow down and completely stop still. That's how I understand and teach you. So this one is very, very powerful. But you have to have the understanding. That's why relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to do, don't try to know. Then it will settle down. The original state of mind before the stirring, it will return. If you continue to give it the energy or the fuel to think, then it cannot settle down, understand? Where you are creating more and more delusion, more and more mental hindrance, more heedless thinking. The thought is very active. When the thought is active, what happens? Qi xing dong nian, understand? Qi wu ming, means avijja paccaya sankhara. The first two link, you every time busy down there. Understand? So the understanding is to root out avijja through what? Wisdom, understanding. So this one is very important. Then when you understand, you settle down very fast into stillness, complete still. Free mind doesn't have thought. You think easy to do, you go and try. But if you really do it properly, you will be very surprised. A lot of Karimita told me, even Alicia, they all said, but the whole session, 1-2 hours, still, no thought. You think fairy tale. Not fairy tale, can be done. It has been done by many people. Okay? But very rare, this type of people. Okay? Go on.
3.2. Question 2. What actually returns to the source? But the chair replied, there is no one to return to the
source. Okay, this one very interesting. At that time, I don't know whether the Kayamita are conditioned to ask this type of question or not. I don't know. Where got people ask this type of question? What actually returns to the source? But it's interesting. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Then earlier on, a lot of questions, who attained Nibbana? Yeah. I asked you that question, who attained Nibbana? You think it's a being? No! The form of mind is not a being. The mundane mind realizes itself and ceases. Understand or not? He know you, he know me. The wisdom once there, then that wisdom transform that form of mind to realize the cessation of. But you will understand, think also, I don't think also, then it stop the thinking. The moment it stop the thinking, you come back to the pure awareness nature. Then because you already have the wisdom to realize that unconditioned, that's why even a glimpse is very powerful. Then from there, it creates the condition, even that glimpse, that moment, the pure awareness also gone. Understand? Then after that, you come out, very strange, you know, that glimpse is so powerful. You know. Then you know, he know you, he know me. That one is not real, not you, understand? Not only that form of mind sees, you know, the pure awareness also sees. You know. Then you, this, inside there, the weakening, the security completely gone on, root out. Yeah. And you cannot be deceived anymore. That's why that is the way the understanding can unfold. Okay, better read. Yeah.
Bhajya replied, there is no one to return to the source. It is just the mundane mind that realizes itself and sees. The cessation of form and mind, which is the realization of Nibbana, is without any mind and totally without any thought or even the pure awareness or consciousness. Hence, it cannot be spoken or expressed or understood via words, knowledge or ideas or concepts which is still within the field of thoughts. The mind ceases, but you are not dead, and consciousness can still come back if it is still not time for parinibbana as yet. It is just like the analogy of the candlelight that ceases. 3.3 Question 3. Buddhist meditation talks about mental liberation and enlightenment via the Buddhist way. Can non-Buddhists also gain liberation of mind via meditation? Brother Chia replied, yes, because like the Buddha said, the Dharma or truth was already there before him and he only realized it after the enlightenment. So truth is not monopolized by Buddhism or any religion for that matter. Whatever that can explain the way things are is the truth. Hence truth is not your truth or my truth. For these are the individual's opinion of truth. 3.4 Question 4. When meditating, is it normal that the mind may go blank for a while? Bhajya replied, the mind can go blank for a while or for quite some time, depending on the type of meditation one is doing. But it is more important for us to understand what the main purpose of bhavana or meditation is. The main purpose is to realize the wisdom that can enable us to understand clearly the Four Noble Truths, so that our mind can be liberated from all the entanglements of life that can condition our mental suffering. So whatever meditative experiences that can bring about this wisdom or understanding is more important than just blanking our mind or developing the very special meditative experiences during meditation. The very special or beautiful meditative experiences that arise during meditation are only conditioned states and if they do not bring about a transformation in understanding, then they should be left as they are. They should not be clung onto or perceived as equivalent to special achievement in meditation. Certain types of one-pointedness, concentration and absorption meditation can also bring about a state of like no thought or blank mind for a certain period of time. The calmness can be very strong, but the mind is without any awareness within. Such meditation is mainly samatha in nature. one will have to release the absorption and concentration to normal state of awareness to cultivate the sati sampajana or daily mindfulness with clear comprehension meditation to develop the insight and wisdom needed for enlightenment. 18th Heart Sutta Class 1.1. Daily mindfulness is very important to enable one to realize the real Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Without this daily mindfulness via an awareness of all action and movement, feelings, content of consciousness and Dhamma that arise and pass away from moment to moment within the present moment, the real wisdom cannot arise. When there is no wisdom, one will be conditioned by one's delusion, whereas wisdom leads to joy, peace, love, compassion, and harmony. How to interpret or perceive a life situation or a phenomenon at every moment of sense experience is very important. When you have wisdom, life itself is your teacher. The enlightened one will perceive all things with wholesomeness only. Develop the wisdom to be at peace with all situations and learn to accept the reality of the moment so that one does not have to react to or worry about life, but instead always act with wisdom, following the Noble Eightfold Path to resolve all of life situations amicably. 1.2. The four right efforts are 1. To abandon the unwholesome actions, speeches, or thoughts that had already arisen. 2. To prevent the arising of the unwholesome thoughts, speeches, and actions that have yet to arise. 3. To develop or cultivate the right thoughts, speech, or an action that are still not in you. 4. To maintain and refine upon any right thoughts, speeches, and actions that are already in you. Part 2, 2.1. Three types of suffering. There are three types of suffering. 1. Suffering within suffering. In its most obvious ordinary form, dukkha dukkata. Suffering within the physical form like birth, old age, sickness, and death. If the mind via delusion clings and attaches to this bodily suffering, then there is double suffering, i.e. not only the body is sick, mind is also affected. 2. Suffering due to the unsatisfactoriness of conditioned states, sankhara dukkata. Suffering due to mental attachment via attachment to the sankhara aggregates of mind. 3. Suffering caused by change, viparinama dukkata. Everything is impermanent or unsatisfactory, and if one cannot accept this reality or this universal characteristic of impermanence, then suffering will arise via wanting good things your way. Note. Suffering due to change, as explained on page 43 of the Buddha's Ancient Path by Biyadasi Thera, viparinama dukkha comes under the category of unsatisfactoriness due to impermanence. All the pleasant and happy feelings that man can experience fade away and disappear. As the Buddha says, even the feeling that a yogi or meditator experiences by attaining the four meditative absorption jhana come under the category of viparinama dukkha because they are transient anicca dukkha and subject to change, viparinama dhamma. But the dukkha mentioned here is certainly not the pain and suffering that people in general endure. What the Buddha points out is that all things impermanent are unsatisfactory. They suffer change every moment, and this change bring about unsatisfactoriness. For whatever that is impermanent is unsatisfactory. Yadanichang tang dukang, that is, there is no lasting bliss.
Okay. Just now the alarm already sound. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good.